What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone's having an amazing day. I am so excited to be joined by a highly requested co-host. She's very busy as Michaela's mom, but she made the time to come down and sit with me. And for that, I'm grateful. So please welcome to the show Michaela's mom, also known sometimes as Olivia, my sister.
Hi, Olivia. Hi, everybody.
Oh, you can move your microphone closer to you. Adjust. Feel comfortable.
I mean, honestly, you and Jackie look so great every day. Literally could barely sleep last night thinking about what I was going to wear, what I was going to do, what was going to look flattering on camera. And then ultimately, I just decided I was just going to embrace me, do me,
all
wear
black.
A nice blouse with leggings and some sandals. Yeah. Who am I fucking kidding?
You know? Nobody. Just talk into the mic.
Can
you can bring
you
it towards
hear
you.
Me.
Bring it towards you.
I know, but I'm such a monster. I feel like it's going to, and then the whole thing's going to fall over.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for being here. I know that being Michaela's mom is perhaps the most time-consuming job on the planet.
Surely.
And for you to just come and sit with me for 60 minutes while Michaela is not too far away, just yearning for you, not to make you sad, but I really appreciate it.
No, it's actually really good because now is around her morning nap time. So
perfect.
It's perfect timing, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, obviously, as per usual. But I would say that nothing gives me greater joy than to just sit here and have a conversation with you because we actually do it 4 million times a day via FaceTime. And when I was thinking about the fact that I know absolutely nothing going on in the world, don't really know your hot takes on things that are happening. But then again, I don't really need to because then I just pick up the phone and call you and I always ask you what you think about things.
So it sounds like you're saying you don't listen to the Morning Toast.
I listen to pockets and people and things here and there.
Which of the episodes this week have you listened to with the guests?
I tuned in for the episode with Not Skinny But Not Fat in the beginning because I, of course, live under a rock and had no idea there was a rumor you were pregnant. So that was really exciting for me to find out.
It was a TikTok rumor, but don't worry, they've been debunked. Now people think I have a choking fetish because on my Instagram stories this morning, my neck, I have so much buildup in my neck wrinkles of spray tan, and I'm actually spray tanning tomorrow, so I have to exfoliate today. So if you could see, it's just I have little, you see these lines of
But who cares?
People are are those choking bruises? I'm girl, no.
What is wrong with the world?
And if you think that these are choking bruises, you're exposing yourself because what the hell is that even?
100%. Yeah, that would absolutely never come to mind for me.
No, never. It's obviously spray tan or dirt.
Yeah.
It's a combination of things. I didn't shower yesterday.
Anyway, so I did that, and then I saw a lot of videos of Tyler Cameron petting Theo, and I just felt like I didn't need to watch it because the videos were so conclusive. But I would say that being a guest after Tyler Cameron is a big burden to bear.
But I do have to say, yes, was the response to Tyler Cameron overwhelming and so appreciated? Yes. You are such a highly requested guest co-host. The Toasters love you. And if you're a mom and you want to hear Liv talk a little bit more about her journey, I think last year we did a big Patreon podcast episode with you about your birth story, which was kind of traumatizing. We won't get into it. And then most recently we did an update, Michaela's 1 year old, how's life as a mom, getting back to work in a pandemic, will you stay in the city, things like that. So there's two podcasts on our Patreon channel if you're looking. And me and Jackie uploaded a podcast yesterday that was so funny. We read our podcast reviews.
By the way, I'm actually dying to listen to that because I cannot wait. You are brave as hell.
So honestly, Jackie was more brave because it's a really good idea for a segment, but I take everything so personally.
100%.
So she was the one who went and found the reviews that we were going to read out loud. Like, she was, I can't go down that
rabbit
hole. You can,
like, yeah, I 100% understand that. I mean, Jackie is extremely brave, so
she's so strong.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it builds character. It builds tough skin, you know?
I have enough character for, like, 11 people.
According, I think you do, too.
According to the podcast reviews. Some people say I'm annoying. Rude. So that podcast is up. That's our third episode of the month, and it was really funny.
I kill it on Patreon. I do my home tour.
No, we are constantly Patreon. Exploiting our family and their personal lives for the Patreon, because that's what they're paying for and they deserve it. So thank you for letting us into your home and into your
brain. Oh, by the way, happily, I love it, because it's such a wonderful community.
It is.
And it's just like fosters such like great, funny vibes, you know? Yeah. And I just feel like I bring out my best self on the Patreon. And that, like the last episode we did,
was
me and you.
Was so funny.
It was so funny. I was like kind of a little drunk. Yeah. I don't really, like I only had one glass of wine, but you know, it just like affects me differently. And when they record podcasts at my house, they make me turn off the air conditioning for the sound in the background. And like I cannot function, so I was like sweating and semi-drunk, could barely get two words out, but like really excited to be there. Is kind of a fucking clusterfuck.
No, but it was really good and the people loved it, so head over to patreon.com/morningtoast to check it out, keep up with Liv, and also check out the podcast reviews. So today we have a great show. I know you know what's so crazy to me, because we actually do have a lot of housewives stories, and I know that you're familiar with the housewives, but you don't really watch anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is so crazy, just because like my personal life experience was I only knew what the housewives were because when you lived in 777 6th Avenue, you were always watching it in your corner bedroom, and I was like, what is this? And I literally got into housewives because of you.
I actually used to watch it at the apartment before that, 66 Madison.
Oh.
And it was so crazy because it must have been like 2011, 2012. And I was like, this was like really before social media took off and like you were able to really kind of understand in the moment how things were. But I was like craving.
You used to read their blogs.
I was the biggest Bravo blog reader. All their traffic came from me.
BravoTV.com.
I was obsessed. I read every single person's blog. I was really deep in it. But I just found it to be very overwhelming at a point where basically, the Daily Mail does a recap of every episode with like images and what happened, and you don't necessarily have to waste an hour of your fucking week for one episode. So if there's like three seasons on at a time, that's 3 hours when you can read a 5-minute article. I feel like I'm abreast of what's going on in the Housewives world without ever, the only season I watched was Salt Lake because one, you told me to, you're like, I think you would really like it.
And it's easy to start fresh on a new season.
Exactly. And I also wanted to like give it a fair chance. There hasn't been a new Housewives season in such a long time. I mean, like I'm talking like I watched Real Housewives of Miami. I watched the live reunion in the clubhouse. Like I don't even think people even remember that they did that. It was the biggest shit show of all time.
They do remember it because we talk about it once a week here on the Morning Toast.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I probably will keep up with Salt Lake. I'm actually finding that, you know, Shapiro and I watch so much TV together. And like, if there is a night that he goes out to dinner or has plans, I'm like, what the hell do I watch? Because I can't watch the things that we watch together without him, without rewatching it, which I find really annoying.
Can I recommend something to you?
Absolutely.
I actually think you'd really love The Real Housewives of Potomac. And it's very easy to get into because I think they're only on their fifth, maybe sixth season.
Okay, I'm into
whereas,
it.
Whereas like, you know, you have 14 seasons of OC and it's so premium. And like, I actually think Zach would really like it because there's so many outrageous moments. So it's not even really about the drama. They're just like, they're really like a bunch of like silly, goofy girls.
Okay. Thank you for the recommendation.
It's really, and then you'll be caught up now because the season's on. And it's like, it is consistently one of the best franchises in Housewives.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah. I'm super here for that. Also, I think most people know, like, I like scripted dramas of sorts.
Yes, I know.
I kind of just moved away from reality TV.
Yes.
I don't really like it that much anymore because I think that I kind of just like see through it, like the production of it all. I think the only people that ever really did it super, super well were obviously the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And I think over time they opened up more and more and more of their lives. But also then, you know, Kris Jenner's the producer and things are quasi as they appear to be. So at the end of the day, thank you for the recommendation. And I'm excited to hear what the housewives stories are because I really don't know how I can contribute, but I'm excited to bring my non-housewife perspective to the table.
You are familiar with all the housewives I'm referring to, and I'm here to give you all the information that you need to know.
Can't wait. I love a lesson.
So I think I'm ready to dive in. How are you feeling? Strong?
I'm feeling stronger than ever.
Okay, good.
Stronger than yesterday.
Free Britney. Okay, so Olivia and I are here. And we're going to do it, you guys. Don't be shy. We're going to deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Okay, and today's episode is brought to you by Relief Band. I wish Jackie was here because you know this is her favorite sponsor as someone who frequently gets nauseous on boats. Did you know that one out of three Americans regularly suffer from nausea? We've all experienced that horrible feeling, whether it's in the backseat of a car staring at your phone after one too many, on a night out with friends, or even just the anxiety of a work day. Nausea can ruin your day, force us to change our plans, and in the most severe cases, make us unable to function. For those who can relate, we've got good news because you've got to check out Relief Band, the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, morning sickness, hangover, chemotherapy, so much more. The product is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and it provides an all-natural, long-lasting relief with zero side effects. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now through Relief Band, it's available for the masses. Jackie suffers from nausea a lot. I know that she wears her Relief Band anytime she gets in a long car ride, like over 30 minutes, and she wears them on boats. And I've actually started to wear, I never really noticed motion sickness from long car rides or travel, but I always got like a migraine after a long travel day. And now that I wear my Relief Band, I really don't feel any sort of side effects and I'm feeling a lot better. So I just think it's something everyone should have in their house because you never know. Like when nausea hits, ooh. As you're getting ready to take your summer road trip, hop on a boat, or just anxious about heading back to the office, right now Relief Band has an exclusive offer for Morning Toast listeners. Go to reliefband.com and use the promo code TOAST to receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com, promo code TOAST for 20% off plus free shipping. Great gift for someone. Like if
where was that when I had 7 months of fucking morning sickness?
Literally.
Literally. Just gained my weight in saltines instead, but get Relief Band.
Okay, so I'm going to start with obviously the biggest news in my world yesterday, which was The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was on. And every week, you know what's going on, right? Like with Erica.
Of course. I did watch Housewife and The Hustler.
Oh, okay. Yes. So literally every week on Real Housewives, of course, this is like the center storyline. And we're learning more and more from Erica because what we know now, we only know from the tabloids and we don't know what's true. We don't know when it's not true. And we're hearing it straight from Erica's mouth. And honestly, she's being really open. I don't know if everyone believes her, but she's not filming. She's showing up at every, she went to Palm Springs. She was in the court in the morning, Palm Springs at night with the girls. Like she's really stepping it up, like
okay,
opening up, which I have respect for because
that's hard.
When housewives go through things like that, they usually stop filming.
Yeah,
but and she I also would needs the money.
If I was going through something like that, I would hide in my house and never come out.
But she also is completely financially independent now, and she does need the money from the show. So,
right.
She dropped a couple bombshells in the episode last night. I'm not gonna lie, it was like a little difficult to follow. She was being like a little confusing with her story about like him in the car. But one of the bombshells was that Erica Jayne claims sloppy Tom Girardi didn't deny cheating on her. Erica Jayne accused her now estranged husband of cheating on her and not denying it on Wednesday's episode of Beverly Hills. Erica Jayne told her castmates over dinner at Kyle Richards' home that she never went through Tom Girardi's phone or his belongings during their marriage until her friend Yolanda Hadid split from David Foster in 2015. Erica said, after Yolanda divorced David, I just opened that phone and I was like, wow, okay. She alleged that she found evidence of a years-long affair that the now-disgraced lawyer was having in the form of text messages and pictures. Erica said, I knew a lot because it was so hard to hide and, you know, he was sloppy. She went on to claim that Tom did not deny being unfaithful to her during the two-decade marriage. And so that was really interesting. But then she also went on this weird storytelling journey about, because, you know, they're claiming, and I know you know this from Housewife and The Hustler, that he's not mentally fit to,
right,
physically or mentally fit to stand trial. And Erica is kind of corroborating that. She's basically saying, and she said this for a few weeks on the show now, that he's like deteriorating in front of her, his mental health, his physical health. And a couple seasons ago, Tom got into a car accident and broke his ankle. And Erica now is telling us that it was so much more than that. Like he didn't just break his ankle. He like drove off a cliff and she's trying to explain there's this ravine behind her house and the car went down the cliff and he was out of the car, but he got thrown from the car. And all the ladies are like confused because she was not being clear about what actually happened. But him cheating on her is kind of crazy. And her saying that she had known about it for years because after their divorce came out, all these stories were like, he had a girlfriend.
The judge.
Even though he's 97 years old.
That judge.
Yeah. Okay. But now Erica's corroborating.
I have a million things to say about this just based on what you're reading. So let's like pare it back. One, is Erica Jayne shading David Foster?
I don't know. Is she implying that David Foster cheated on her?
Right, which got her to then think like, I need to look into my own because I will never like put out rumors about anybody, period. But like, we've always been justice for David Foster.
Yeah.
So like,
no, but
I'm irked by that.
That's actually a really good point because as far as we know, it was the Lyme's disease and that whole journey that really tore them apart.
100%.
Like, she was being like, you know, paranoid and he wasn't being supportive. So that's actually a very good point.
Right. So that makes me think, one. And then two, the thing about the sloppiness that I don't think I agree with is...
Do you mean agree with or believe?
No, no, no. The thing about the sloppiness that I don't believe.
Yeah.
Here you have a lawyer who has been shysting people for 40 years plus that nobody knew about. Meanwhile, he doesn't know how to hide his dick in his pants. Like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, but you know what? You also have to remember he is, like, in his late 80s or whatever, and he's trying to, like, keep secret text messages. I'm sure the man can barely figure out how to pick up the phone.
I know, but he was also keeping, like, secret bank accounts and money from people, but he figured out how to do that on his phone, but not the messages from the judge.
Actually, you know what? What I took away from The Housewife and the Hustler was, like, people have known about the shystiness for years, and he actually wasn't that organized with his
fair, super
philandering.
Fair.
Like, all these families were confused. No one knew about it, but they did. So it's like, I actually don't think he was that much of a criminal mastermind, because one, he got caught, and two, people, some of the stories they were talking about, people were on to him since like 2011, 2013.
Yeah, like, people were just indebted to him for so long that they let him get away with it. Yes, but then at the same time, all those voicemails is like, he was leaving physical proof, like sounding like such a nice guy. It's literally so confusing, and I'm sure you talked about The Housewife and The Hustler. The only thing I will say is, like, the thing that makes this storyline so confusing, other than the fact that it's so hard to follow and also so mind-blowing, is, like, when you have Danielle Staub and Dana Wilkie as your commentators, like,
we said
that's
the same
where
thing.
You just lose me. Like, what?
We said the same
and
thing.
And it's ABC produced. Like, mm-hmm. You really couldn't find anybody else.
No, like, Sunny Hostin, who's, like, a legal analyst,
100%.
Should not be in the same documentary as Dana Wilkie.
100%. And I thought Sunny's perspective was fabulous.
No, and she really broke down, like, the legal jargon for us in layman's terms. Me and Jackie, when we recapped the documentary, we had a lot of positives to say about it. But we also said, the second I saw Danielle Staub sit down in that chair, I was like, this is a joke.
You know, Danielle Staub almost is okay if they worked at that same club.
Right.
And maybe Danielle had a perspective on her from 20 plus years ago. Dana Wilkie and her $25,000 glasses. You're kidding me.
But Olivia, her and Danielle Staub didn't even work at the same
club
at the same time. Like, they just, two ships passing in the night.
Right. But they might have overlapped with people that worked together, and she might have heard
right.
You know, like, whatever.
But I don't know. I'm really, like, struggling because there's so much uncertainty with the situation.
Yeah.
And honestly, last week she had a breakdown on the air. I mean, not on the air, on the episode. She went hiking with Kyle and she just absolutely broke down. Her entire face was covered in black mascara, black eyeliner. Aww. It was a
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's sad, but I'm so confused.
No, but then, actually, this is just another really quick story. Camille Grammer shaded Erica Jane's crying on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because a lot of people were like, they were real tears, 100%. But, like, her mascara was running everywhere. It seems like kind of, like, deliberate, you know?
Yeah.
So,
like, Camille, she didn't wear waterproof, you know?
Right. And there's actually proof of her doing, like, YouTube tutorials where she says she always wears waterproof mascara, first of all. And second of all, Camille Grammer, who's, like, so irrelevant, I hate to even, like, give her credibility. She did tweet something really interesting about Erica, like, crying with all of the black mascara running down her face. She basically said, hold on, let me find the tweet verbatim. Where's the tweet?
Can I say something about Camille while you find the tweet?
Oh, I found it. Oh. Because they went to the Bahamas in season 9. She wrote, with a picture of Erica with the black mascara, "We filmed in the Bahamas season 9 and we were all swimming in the water. I don't remember seeing Erica's mascara run after swimming underwater. Just saying." So a lot of people thought the mascara was a ploy.
Oh, interesting. I mean, it very well could be. I've worn, like, the same mascara for, like, ever. And sometimes when I work out, it runs. And sometimes when I cry, it does and doesn't. Like, it's not consistent. So I don't know her situation. But the thing I will say about Camille Grammer is that if all else fails for Camille, like, she should really become an SAT tutor, because she taught us so many big words.
Pernicious. Totally. She's actually a very eloquent, well-spoken woman.
Like, she just has a vocabulary that's so expansive. It just blows my mind.
No, literally.
I always think about that.
Pernicious. No, it's, what does that even mean?
And she was, like, responsible for calling her the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Yes, that was. And she had Alison Dubois at her home. So you watched Housewives back then, right?
Oh, yes, I did.
I actually recently went on a spiral, like, where is Alison Dubois now?
Oh, it's a thing.
Her Instagram's popping. She's very much, like, still smoking electric cigarettes and
being
giving
a
people
fake psychic.
giving people their fortunes.
Oh my God, good times.
Okay, well, we're wishing the best for Erica. I don't know.
We're just confused and we want more information. We want facts. And honestly, like, mistakes were made here. The intent was definitely shady. And just come the F clean, because, like, this isn't going away.
Here's the question. Me and Jackie haven't landed yet, but do you think Erica knew?
I don't know either. But
she's really smart.
Like, I can literally make the case for both sides.
Yes. Of course he's not sharing his financial information with her. Like, there is a power dynamic when you are an older, wealthier man with, like, marrying a cocktail waitress, for sure. But Erica's a smart fucking bitch.
100%.
So how do you not know that all these... Like, I don't know. I'm so torn.
I know. It's very, very confusing.
And honestly, I don't think we'll ever know. I think at the end of the season, people are expecting, like, closure.
No, there won't be.
I don't think we will ever know.
It's also filmed a while ago. Like, all of this stuff was filmed probably in tandem with her even before
it's Christmas
and the Hustler.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills right
got
now.
Got it.
All right, so next
7 months ago.
In some relatable news, Megan Fox stopped drinking after belligerent comments at the 2009 Golden Globes. Megan Fox claims she put down the bubbly after having a bit too much at the 2009 Golden Globes, leading to her to make, quote, belligerent comments throughout the carpet. The actress, 35, said she went through multiple glasses of Moët at the notoriously boozy event, where she says she was seated with Blake Lively and all three Jonas Brothers. That sounds like a great table.
Truly.
This is what she said. Now I don't drink, and this is why. I was belligerent, and I said a bunch of shit I shouldn't have said on the red carpet after that. I think I got in a lot of trouble for whatever I said on the carpet at this event. I don't remember why, but I know I did. You can look that up. So, of course, Page Six looked it up. So on the red carpet, Megan spoke to Juliana Rancic about feeling insecure and pointed to Salma Hayek and was like, I really want her boobs. And then Rancic called Megan Fox one of the hottest women in the business right now. Megan Fox made a joke that she's, quote, a doppelganger for Alan Alda before adding, I'm a man.
Oh my God.
So she went on to declare how painfully insecure she was, adding, I'm on the verge of vomiting right now. I'm so horrified that I'm here. I need to watch this interview with
Juliana.
Then Juliana asked if her then boyfriend Brian Austin Green was there, and Megan Fox told Juliana, quote, he doesn't want to be my date. He's a man. He has an ego. I think he's probably working on music. I don't think he cares about watching the show. Oh dear God.
Did Brian Austin Green ever even come out with music?
That's a good answer. Well, honestly, like, can you imagine the pit she had? I sometimes, like, wake up with the biggest anxiety, and I'm definitely overthinking about, like, something weird I did the night before.
Yeah.
But on a red carpet, like, thank God I'm not famous. Like, for real.
1,000,000%. Wait, I have so many things to say about this. Do we know how old Megan Fox is?
35.
So,
oh my God, she's so young.
She's young, but also, this was 2009, if I put my math brain on.
So 11 like, years ago.
At least.
She's 24. 24.
Like, I just think in general...
She was probably nervous, too.
Yeah, we put these young girls... She was even, like, more of a child actor, just, you know, with her iconic role.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
And what was the one with the... Olsen?
I Get What I Want.
Thank
and
you.
And this winter break, I want Jordan. Holiday in the Sun, filmed at the Atlantis
Holiday
in the Bahamas.
Holiday in the Sun, yes.
If you, as a child, didn't go to Atlantis, Bahamas, and, like, die that they filmed that Holiday in the Sun, does everyone know what I'm talking about? Like, that... We went to Atlantis, and we thought we were Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah. But it's just, like, she's thrown into... to this situation so young. By the time she's 24, of course she's drinking to cope with the years of residual anxiety and pressure. And I mean, I just feel like kudos to her for like sustaining in the business for another 11 years and like, you know, being in a place where she's comfortable now sharing.
I'm sure that her sustainability has a lot to do with her not drinking.
1,000,000%.
No, I actually really like love her.
Drinking is really an easier, can be, like, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but like, that's the way that some people cope, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I think then removing that, you really have to like bring your full self all times.
Right, no, but then you're also celebrating. So it's like she's on the Golden Globes, she's 24, like she wants to celebrate.
100%.
So it's really like a very toxic, 100% environment for like a young person who might be like insecure or new to the business.
1,000,000%.
But well, she looked fabulous at this event. She doesn't look drunk.
I mean, she looks like she's living her best life, if I may
I know.
Say so myself.
Do you stan her in Machine Gun Kelly? Because I do.
I mean, I do because I don't like know enough about either of them and their lives. I know obviously she was married to like Brian Austin Green and it seems like they were like on and off and it was rocky for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing about Machine Gun Kelly's like personal life, but they really do seem so happy together. Like they are thriving in kind of the, you know, Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker of it all.
Yes.
Like these people seem really happy to be together. So like thus I'm super happy for them.
Yeah, no. And it's also really great when like two people get together. And I think Machine Gun Kelly has one daughter and she obviously has kids with Brian Austin Green. And I think she was in like such a bad place with Brian Austin. Like they were so tumultuous, like constantly like with their Instagram drama. Like it was really messy.
Yeah, I'm not into the mess.
I'm not into that either. But now she seems to be like in such a better place. And honestly, Brian Austin Green is too. We just reported he's dating Sharna Burgess.
Yes, I saw
from
that.
From Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, I saw
so
that.
So you just like some people are just not meant to be together forever.
No, totally. And I think some people like hang on to like every waking thread because they think they're supposed to or it's going to be like too difficult if they leave and like what it's going to be like. But like once you free yourself of the shackles of your unhappiness –
That's like that movie. Do you ever see Marriage Story?
Remind me who's in it.
And Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver, Netflix movie about divorce.
I don't think I watched it because I think somebody told me it was like depressing and unnecessary to watch.
It's so depressing.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Like, I'm into happy vibes.
But it's all about how you go from like just being in a happy place with someone to when you're in the process of getting divorced, like literally despising this person. Like you would actually kill them when you once like used to love this person.
Yep.
And it's like Scarlett Johansson, he was so mean to her. And then she finds herself in a great place. At the end of the movie, she's got like a great thing with her career and she found a man. And so it's like literally, it's that. Like the juxtaposition of being so unhappy and then being happy, it's just so wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's very wonderful. But it's a fucking journey, man.
Divorce or life?
Life of being like going from a place of happiness, unhappiness, happiness, but that's life. Unhappy, happy, happy. Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Happy and sad at the same time. One of the main themes from our episode yesterday where we were reading podcast reviews was people asked us to stop singing. And I'm just going to say, no.
Like, you sing literally 10 seconds of a song.
Please. It's a 60-minute episode. Like, just skip it if you don't like it. We've got a little bit more celeb news brought to you by Pura Vida. Summer's upon us. Is your wardrobe ready? No. What better way to get back into the carefree spirit of summer with a brand whose apparel and accessories are all about laid-back living and enjoying life to the fullest? Pura Vida is one of the coolest apparel and accessory brands out there, and giving back has always been at the core of what they do. Pura Vida was started by two California surfers who went back to Costa Rica and fell in love with the art and laid-back lifestyle. They began partnering with Costa Rican artisans to create beautiful beaded bracelets, selling millions each year. A portion of what they make goes back to causes you care about. They partner with over 200 charities worldwide. They offer colorful graphic tees, crop tees, hoodies, one-of-a-kind tie-dyes. They're super fun to wear to express your personality. They offer over 200 styles in their summer catalog, buttery soft, 100% cotton apparel. They're also known for their beautiful handmade bracelets that are unisex, fully adjustable, and 100% waterproof. If you want to just be like a cool, like Kelly Kapowski gal, like you need cool bracelets, necklaces, rings this summer, and Pura Vida ones are super affordable and they're super, super cute. So Pura Vida, you can look good and do good, and to get 20% off your Pura Vida order, text TOAST to 38817. That's TOAST to 38817 to get 20% off at Pura Vida. Terms apply, available at puravitabracelets.com/terms. You text TOAST to 38817.
Kelly Kapowski reference, I feel like, is very interesting for you. Like, where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm not like other girls, Olivia. And it's about time you learn that.
Excuse me.
It's about time you learn that. All right, next up. And a couple news I didn't see coming, but I actually really think could work. Oh, what happened to my page 6? Hello, sir. Okay. Irina Shayk and Jason Sudeikis share laughs and hugs after dinner in New York City. Funny man Jason Sudeikis and model Irina Shayk were spotted at a celebratory dinner at the Hunt and Fish Club, your favorite restaurant, Olivia, in Midtown on Tuesday, and they even shared a friendly hug as they exited the posh eatery. The Ted Lasso star joined the model and about a dozen others for a steakhouse fete thrown by British Vogue editor-in-chief Edward Enfield, sources told Page Six. Sudeikis was seen in a cheery mood, and we've learned he is single and no longer casually dating Keeley Hazel. He says he was never really serious with that British model, but she also appeared in his show, Ted Lasso. And now it's just got me thinking, like, I do believe this was a friendly encounter. They're just, like, saying bye to each other outside a restaurant. But I don't know, the way she's smiling at him, I feel like these two have been in the news a lot recently. Obviously, they say she's dating Kanye. No clue if that's, like, still happening.
He seems very busy.
Yeah. And she, I mean, he has obviously lost the war between Olivia Wilde, because she's like out on boats making out with Harry Styles. So I just think he needs a win, and I think Irina Shayk could be it. I mean, she's stunning.
Can I just say something? The only thing that I care about with respect to the story is that they were at the Hunt and Fish Club.
Such a good restaurant.
Why don't you tell everybody what happened to you there?
What happened? I fell?
We fell down the stairs, honestly, and you were meeting with somebody else. Oh,
yeah. I honestly could have
sued. You had a bruise.
I could have sued the Hunt and Fish Club for what they did to me.
I can't believe they're still open. I'm like actually happy to hear that.
You should go with Zach for like a date night.
Definitely.
It's a gorgeous restaurant. I met someone there. I walked in the restaurant and I realized I was like 10 minutes early or something. So I'm like, I'll just wait outside. And so, you know, in New York, when it's cold outside, they have like doors outside the doors that you're like, they're supposed to capture the wind or some shit. So I go outside, I'm inside the restaurant, I open the main door, and I'm in this little vestibule. Then I open the fake door. And you would assume, like, when you take a step out of the fake door, you step onto the concrete. But I didn't realize that this fake door was elevated, like, 2 feet in the air.
Yeah, and it has, like, 3 steps down.
But they're, like, so steep. Like,
yeah.
I literally just took 1 step out this vestibule thinking I was going to walk on flat land, not realizing I was in the air. And I went flying.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed, and I had so much, like, physical pain. And it's in Times Square, like, near Times Square. So there was 1,000 people. Like, yeah. You know, everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, get the fuck away from me. I'm fine. But I was not fine. And honestly, I had to then go sit through, like, a meeting for an hour with, like, this bruised hip. And I did say something. I'm like, you guys should have a sign or something, because this is a hazard.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, I don't know, this is a fancy restaurant. They're throwing Vogue parties there. Like, I could have had a case.
I mean,
wow, I had totally forgotten about that.
Oh my God. It's actually, when I think Hutton Fish Club, like, the first thing I think, other than the fact we had one of my birthday dinners there.
Yes.
And they had just finished filming Real Housewives of New York.
Reunion.
And they all came there together after.
It was like the highlight of my life.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's a you know, I just haven't heard about that restaurant in so long. Totally. We should plan a dinner.
100%. I'm super down.
But back at the story at hand, Irina Shayk, Jason Sudeikis could be dating, could have just run into each other. This could be the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. And now this looking in your eyes. I just think this is something.
I'd be happy for them if it is something. Then I would just be really curious as to what's going on with Kanye.
Yeah.
But, you know, if people are, they're both, like, in similar places, having right. left long-term relationships, marriages.
Kids,
the whole nine. So it seems like a likely pairing. And if they're happy again, you know my mantra. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, no, I actually just think this could be a good pairing. I agree. They're, like, they give me similar vibes. I don't know, like, when I read this headline, I was like, oh, yeah, they're dating. But they're not. They've never even been linked. So I just think it's cute.
Cute.
Happy for them.
I'm into it.
All right, a little bit more Housewives news, because Jill Zarin is having some legal woes. She is in a hideously unglamorous court battle over a Midwestern Rite Aid. Bear with me. Being one of New York City's ladies who lunch isn't all champagne at the Plaza, tea sandwiches, and calling Lee Radzwell a bitch. Sometimes, apparently, it involves going 15 long and bloody rounds over a Rite Aid in something called Canton, Ohio. Page Six has learned that racehorse-owning, Hampton-summering, upholstery doyen Jill Zarin is locked in a knockdown, drag-out battle over a fabulously appointed yet tastefully restrained strip mall pharmacy with sweeping views that take in Wendy's, Arby's. Okay, this person, like, is making too many jokes.
Literally.
Like, just... this isn't, like, you know, Funny or Die. It's fucking Page Six. Just give me... okay, here's what happens. It seems that as well as leaving her... oh, my God. This person doesn't stop making jokes. It seems that as well as leaving her, one imagines swaths of diamonds and strings of pearls.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Jill's late husband, Bobby, bought her more than one Rite Aid store. We're told Bobby forked over $650,000 for the location in question, but he bought her a few, which is, like, such a generous, like... thing, like, you to want to take care of your wife, like, you buy her business, not just like diamonds. But according to court papers, a $1.7 million loan on the Canton drugstore came due right at the beginning of the pandemic. Court papers claim that due to a bungling property manager, nobody mentioned this to Jill, and so the leader, Central State Credit Union, took over the Rite Aid and has since been collecting the rent. Now she says she's not being given the opportunity to pay off the debt and take back her beloved Rite Aid. So the former Real Housewives of New York star is now drenched in a deliriously unglamorous fight to get Benadryl and Ritz Crackers boutique back in her name. Oh my God, this article is really bothering me. She complained in an affidavit that Page Six got, "I have been caused to expend thousands of dollars on counsel to resolve what should have been a routine matter. Jill declined to comment, and lawyers for the credit union and court-appointed receiver did not get back to them." This just sucks, because this was supposed to be, like, a nice gift from, you know, her husband, and now it's, like, a troublesome journey.
I mean, I have two thoughts on this. One, kind of confused that she wasn't given some grace, like, it seems like everybody else on the planet was, with respect to the pandemic
and, like, loans. Yeah.
And, like, most people aren't even back in court, and people are doing Zoom court and all these things. So, like, that just seems fishy as hell.
It just seems honestly really unlucky.
But I have a solution.
Okay.
Rite Aid needs to partner with Shop Jill and Allie, carry all their masks and all their stuff, and it'll be a beautiful, happy relationship.
You know what's so funny? I actually thought, when I first read this headline, it had something to do with, like, them carrying Shop Jill and Allie masks or phone charms or something. But she doesn't own the Rite Aid. She owns the property.
Ooh, interesting.
And Rite Aid rents it from her, and she's not able to collect the rent anymore because the credit union took over because she was late on her loan.
Why didn't you write the story for Page Six?
You know, this guy made it so fucking confusing.
Oh, my God.
She basically is just like, give me my business back. They took it from her because she did not pay her loan. And she said that the property manager, who has now been fired, never told her that the payment was due.
Right.
So they just took it, and now she's like, let me just pay it.
Right.
And get back to business.
Oh, my God. Insanity. Some people just really make more work. It's unbelievable. I feel like Canton, Ohio is actually like a place known for something. Like something's there. Yes. A Hall of Fame or something.
Okay. Does Dave Chappelle live there?
Ooh.
He lives in Ohio, but I think it's called like Yellow Springs or something.
Yes. No, Spring something.
You're right that Canton, Ohio is not a random whatever this article called it.
No,
is. I've heard of it.
No, there's a big something there.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Pro football. Yes, I would know that because you're
married to a football player.
Yeah, and like with all the Super Bowl and games, it's like Canton, Ohio, yeah. Hall of Fame.
The final story is about a couple who I just am enamored with, and I know that you are too. So I'm really glad because like whenever I talk about it with Jackie, she does not care.
Okay,
but I'm talking about the Almusas.
And their web, it's like 6 degrees of Christina Almusa.
They're so crazy.
But she has a new last name now. Hack. Yeah.
Whose name is that? Because she was married to Ann Anstead, who we previously reported on Monday, that is dating Renee Zellweger, which is the weirdest thing of all time.
I think that's her maiden name from pre-Tariq.
Because she went from Christina Almusa to Christina Anstead. When I was reading the article on Monday about Ann Anstead, they referred to her as Christina Anstead.
Yeah. It's.
So now she's Christina Hack. She has a new boyfriend, but she's not married. So is that her maiden name?
It might be, but I would.
It is her maiden name.
I would also say she's the type of person that, if she wants to get a job somewhere and they do a background check, they would not know
who it is. She's got a million names.
1 million names, yeah.
She's literally the seven husbands of Christina Almusa. So, and then you know, Tariq, there was that weird, okay, and I always talk about it. That's like one of my things, like, yes, Dennis's funeral. I always talk about Tariq Almusa because he's like living his best life now. He's dating Heather Rae Young. They're engaged from Selling Sunset. They're in every magazine. They're always blowing up on TikTok. He's like so great. But people forget that he had that incident. You know what I'm talking about with the gun?
I don't know about the gun, but when I actually think about him, like for some reason, like just like anger and
yes.
like craziness comes to mind. They had like a lot of big blowouts that like feels like domestic disturbance level.
They had another one yesterday on set of their show.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about.
And how, why, who, what, when, where, why is Heather Rae Young putting up with this?
I don't know.
Like, just can he control himself around her, but there's something about Christina that really sets him off?
It's actually very possible because he's always, like, bursting out. Poor Christina for having to deal with this lunatic. Okay, so here's the story.
Yeah, something is up there.
Tariq Almusa flipped out at Christina Hack on the set of Flip or Flop last Wednesday. People can confirm. Almusa reportedly lashed out at his ex-wife and co-host after he didn't like the way she signaled to him that she and the crew were ready to film the next segment. I mean, Almusa went on a verbal tirade against Hack, whom he shares a daughter, Taylor, and son, Braden 5, with. He was comparing her to his fiance, Selling Sunset star Heather Rae Young, and saying that he enjoys watching her fail.
The hell?
Enjoys watching Heather Rae Young fail or Christina Almusa
must
fail?
Be Christina because she just got married and then she got a divorce, so that's probably deemed a failure in his
no
mind.
I know, but this article says comparing Christina to his fiance Selling Sunset star Heather Rae Young and saying that he enjoys watching her fail. Okay, whatever, that's weird. This is what he said.
Is this Page Six again with a poorly
it's Yahoo
article? Oh, don't even get
this
me started.
This is what he said. Look at me, it's called winning. Almusa reportedly yelled at Hack, exclaiming that he, quote, made her, and referred to her as a washed-up loser. The pair were married from 2009 to 2018, and they both found fame with the launch of their series Flip or Flop on HGTV in 2013. They also both now have the solo shows on the network. Hack's is called Christina on the Coast, and Tariq's is called Flipping 101. They filmed 9 seasons of Flip or Flop together and are currently working on season 10, and the show follows the divorced duo as they navigate life as co-parents and real estate experts, flipping rundown homes in California for a profit. A rep for Hack did not immediately respond to a request for comment, and HGTV had no comment. Okay, so I just want to say, this is horrible. He sounds so crazy. Like, and I don't think it's like you're not able to like be a nut job to one person and civil to another. Like, I do really feel bad for Heather. I think she probably gets the brunt of his anger as well. But yep. Christina's like the punching bag for sure. And if you know about that incident with the gun when he ran into the mountains and the police had to come, like, this is not a surprise.
It's not a surprise.
If you see him on Selling Sunset and he's like, oh, Heather's fiance is so cute, big ring, they love to make cupcakes. Then you're like, what?
I've never watched Selling Sunset, to be honest with you. But let me tell you.
Olivia, that's what you should watch.
It's good?
Okay. So good.
So here's my honest take. I am giving myself homework after this. I'm going home. I would like to know whose show is performing better on HGTV.
Right.
I'm just interested in the intricacies of their business dealings, that they each have individual shows and that they have a show together. Very bizarre.
Well,
very
that was actually really smart of HGTV, because when that whole blow up incident happened with the gun, I was like, oh my God, their show is so successful. They're like a much less successful version of Chip and Joe, but right. they're a cornerstone of the network for sure.
For sure.
And you know, I'm obsessed with HGTV. So I was like, I wonder where this is going.
Yeah.
And then they just carried on with the show, Married. And
which is also like alarming.
But then they gave them their own shows, which I actually think was really smart, because if the show ends up flopping, which I think they can't go on like this forever, then the network still has them separately.
Do we think like the whole notion of flip or flop, flipping out when he's a psycho is kind of hilarious?
There's an undertone. I don't know, but that would be funny.
It would be funny. I just honestly, like, I just hope, I feel like Christina has gotten herself into a good place to remove herself from this crazy, despite the fact that she has to deal with it every now and again.
I know.
But I hope that Heather is okay, to be honest with you, because it just seems like there's just no way in hell he can control himself on the regular if they're saying that
he's doing it in front of cast and crew
because she didn't like the way he signaled ready to film. Like, that's not a thing.
No, that's like a real sign of someone who is abusive, like you're triggered by nonsense.
Absolutely.
So honestly, I'm wishing the best for Christina Hack and Heather Rae Young.
Well, so then Christina married Anne Anstead, who's now dating Renee Zellweger.
They got divorced, and now he has a show on Discovery Plus, like, about some shit. I don't know. He's, like, a host. And Renee Zellweger went on it, and now they're dating.
Okay, I'm waiting for my HGTV show. It seems like you guys are just giving them out left and right. What is that? Like, where's the hours of programming? Because every time I turn it on, it's reruns from the 80s.
Well, Magnolia Network did just launch, like, literally this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are you a Chip and Joe girlie?
I'm into them. Like, I follow Joanna on Instagram. Like, I totally get the shiplap of it all.
Yeah.
Am I ride or die? No. I'm more ride or die for Pioneer Woman Ree Drummond. She's my fucking idol. But that's Food Network, baby, and that's where I live. But that they're all funny. A part of that Discovery Network, you know?
Do you have Discovery Plus?
I don't, actually.
Okay, I have a couple more questions for you before we wrap up the episode.
And I can't wait to hear them. Your nails look fabulous.
Oh, thank you. They're our sponsor. One of today's sponsor, but I'll give you some.
Oh, my God, please, because I just ordered some press-ons from Amazon that I was going to put on this morning. And... okay, I understand I have a big chunky fat finger, but like there's no way that people's nails are shaped this size. Like I need to return them. Like literally like sliver skinny. Like I'm sorry, a nail bed is like a round, like
robust
sort of thing.
Agreed.
Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Scentbird, our favorite fragrance subscription service that gives you the opportunity to shop from over 600 brands. It is a flexible subscription, so you can skip any month without penalties. Scentbird lets you choose a new favorite fragrance every month to try, and they have designer brands, they have indie brands, and you get to try it for just $16 a month. You get to pick what you want to receive, so there are no surprises, and they have perfumes and colognes and a lot of unisex options. How it works is that you choose the perfume you want to try, they'll send you a 30-day supply. They carry top designer brands like Prada, Gucci, Versace, indie labels like The Harmonist and Confessions of a Rebel. I actually tried a Malin and Goats fragrance.
Lovely.
That now I'm like permanently subscribed on because it's so fresh and delicious. Like, who needs to shower?
I love that for you. No one, actually.
All of the brands are 100% authentic. They work directly with the brands. And if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. And when brands can charge $150 to even $500 for a brand of perfume, $16 a month for a great travel-friendly size is so great. And we have an exclusive offer where you can get 30% off your first month. So instead of $16, it's $11 for your first fragrance.
Love
Go
that.
To scentbird.com, use the promo code TOAST for 30% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11. Sign on. Smell amazing.
Sign on.
So Olivia, before we let you go, how's Michaela?
She's doing so great.
We were going to bring her today, like obviously not show her on the show because you've spoken on the Patreon about how you're just not there yet.
Yeah.
Or probably won't ever be. But we were like going to like have her chill in the stroller, but I feel like she would have been destructive.
She would have just really wanted to be part of the action so badly that like it would just have been super distracting for us because she would have been like yelling in the background, kicking and screaming and trying to bust out of her stroller. And it is her nap time. Mm-hmm. I'm like pretty, like I would say, I don't want to use the word strict because like I don't think that that's the right word.
But you're incredibly strict.
I am, I adhere to my routine.
You're strict.
I adhere to
just my schedule. Just with the timing.
Yeah, like honestly,
the kid is spoiled rotten.
She's 14 months today and she still takes two naps. I don't want to move to one nap because then it just is a big nap in the middle of the day. And like, if you want to do anything, go anywhere. Like, it's impossible. So I have a great structure in place right now and I'm not fucking with it.
And so what is Michaela doing? Like, what are some milestones she's recently reached?
She's taking some first steps, which is extremely excited. She's not like fully walking yet, but if we kind of like let her go in between like Zach and I for probably like 5 feet, like she'll walk to the other one. So like really exciting there. She's also taking swim lessons, which is, it's so funny because she actually like loves being in the water. She loves bath time. And like anytime we've taken her in a pool, like she adores it. But as it relates to swimming, she literally just whines the whole time. And her this past Tuesday, she was being crankmeister in the pool. And then when we took her out, she started laughing and waved to her swim instructor. I swear to God, I was like, you little faker. Oh like, you're just looking for so much attention. Are you kidding me?
And like, what is Michaela playing with? Like, what are her new kind of interests? Oh my
God, number one toy right now are these stackable cups. So yes. Like nesting cups. And she is, I can't even believe like how smart she is. I know that like every parent says that about their child. But
no,
like,
but this child,
she genius. Will sit on the floor for over an hour and stack and unstack them perfectly. When she puts one in and it's wrong, she immediately knows it's wrong, takes it out and keeps going. I actually just bought another set of like stacking nesting cups that are like pleany colors just because I like wanted like more variety. But there's just nothing like this toy that she just sits there, legs spread, cups in the middle, stack, stack, stack away for like literally an hour. It's unbelievable.
You know, I have a question because like when I look at Michaela, I literally like, and this is just me being completely objective because I would feel this way anyway, but I think that there's literally never been a child more stunning.
Thank you.
And like people send me pictures of their nieces. I'm like, yeah, cute. Not as cute as Michaela, but cute. And I'm curious, like, am I under a spell or like, we just need like a I'm like, it's possible that Michaela, like it would never be, but like that she's like heinous, but like she's gorgeous. You know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean, but
I'll never be able to see her as anything other than the most gorgeous thing that ever was created. But I actually think I'm being impartial in saying that.
No, I know. I feel the same way. It's like when everyone's like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. I'm like, I know, I think so too. But like, of course I have to say that, but like, I really do feel that way. But I think for me, it was kind of like solidified when our pediatrician was like, she could be a Gerber baby. And I was like, okay, you see so many kids. Like you're saying that to me. Like I now feel like I'm not completely delusional, but regardless, of course, like
you all look children at all are beautiful.
No, all children are beautiful, and everybody that like you love and you're related to, like you see beauty in them, and like
that's
you,
true.
Like you see them in a way that you know other people inside. Don't see them, yeah. Right? It's like the same way. It's like what you find attractive, right? Like I find Zach attractive, you find Ben attractive, and also because like we love them and we love their personality and everything about them. But somebody, some like. Troll could be like, her husband's so ugly. Like, how does she find him attractive? Right? But like, I do. Right. That's, yeah.
No, but like, sometimes I think, I'm like, is Michaela really that bitch? I think she is.
I think she might be.
No, I think
she's also just so good. Like, she has such a good, sweet soul. Like, she never really cries. She's such a happy baby. Like, when we pick her up in the morning, she's always just like, biggest smile on her face. Like, even when she wakes up in the morning, like, she just lays there silently until we come get her. And like, sometimes it's 5 minutes and like, sometimes it's 30 minutes because like, I want to try to get her to like, sleep later and thinking that like, she lays there and we'll fall back to sleep. Like, doesn't always happen. But yeah.
What do you think Michaela's going to be when she grows up?
Ooh, I don't know. I, you know.
I think she'll be a gymnast.
She can be whatever she wants to be. I feel
except
like
for a vegan.
The stacking and the building, like she likes the whole notion of
ooh,
building
you think she'll
stuff.
Work in like contracting?
I don't know. I think
like
she
Barbara
might.
Kay.
I could see her like just doing something kind of like really creative.
Mm. People say the craziest things about their kids.
You fucking prompted me.
I was joking. I'm crying. We're like, yeah, no, she's
I want to be a cheerleader and a mom.
That's
who
what
said that?
Margo used to say when she was a kid. She was like, I want to be a cheerleader and a mom, which is so sweet.
And what did you used to say? You definitely know. Want to be a gymnast.
Yeah, or like a celebrity. Nailed it.
You actually didn't. Well, I feel like you always had this like aura about you where you were like, I'm going to be famous someday. But like you never said, when I grow up, I want to be a celebrity.
No, I never did. But people, no. When I was like a kid, I was just like so nuts. I had so much energy. If you read about it in my New York Times bestselling book.
Absolutely.
people were always like, you're going to be famous. And I'm like, yeah. And thank God I did, because if I didn't, I would have been like really depressed.
And like in college, Jackie was very much like, I want to be a host of some sort. Yes. And like she used to like interview the football team.
Jackie
and,
like, says that she like in this job is fully living out her dreams.
Absolutely. And I can attest to that.
I am 100%. Too. But like her career dreams are being fulfilled in terms of hosting.
Well, it's so funny because of the part that I listened to with the Not Skinny But Not Fat episode, you guys were talking about the fact that like really so many kids grow up and they're like, I want to be Juliana Rancic and there's not enough jobs for everybody, right. Blah, blah, blah. But it's like, that was Jackie. And I remember, like, she used to say those words, like, that's exactly what she wanted to do. And
she like, ran, like, the network for Colgate. Like, they had this, like, losery little news station.
Yeah, she used to interview the football team and, like, go to the games with, like, a microphone that had a really long wire and, like, how are you feeling about the game today?
Yeah,
you
know? Literally.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So you just love to see people living their dreams.
Absolutely.
Olivia, I have lived my dream here with you today. Thank you so much for spending the time.
Oh, my God.
I know you're busy. I know the Toasters really appreciate you taking time off of work and off of being Michaela's mom to come grace us with your presence. So thank you for being here.
I am thrilled to have been here. This is my first time in the new studio setup. So loving everything that is happening here. Love the Toasters. Love the vibe. I feel like it was such a great episode, even with such shitty stories.
I know. Because, we
like,
tried.
Some days it's like, what is going on in this world? I want to go to another planet and like never come back here again. And then other days it's just like another day. Like,
yep.
We made it through.
We made it through.
I feel like that is what today was about.
And tomorrow is going to be a podcast only with Jackie. We're finally going to be able to catch up, talk about the things that went down here today, this week. I'm so glad to be back with my girl. I'm not going to lie. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you worked hard.
Doing the toast, like, not by myself, but, like, all the work by myself, like, I really learn, and this happens every time Jackie leaves, to appreciate, like, how much we really share, like, the workload.
Yeah.
Because I have just been dead. Like, I have, like, every single day felt like I ran a marathon, which everyone knows I did not. So
yeah, no, absolutely.
Thank you all for bearing with me, for being so excited about the guest co-host. I hope you've enjoyed this week. I've actually had a really, really good time. And I'm so glad we got to get some people in studio who haven't been in yet, like Tyler and Amanda. So
no, it was such a good range of interesting people with such good perspectives on
like a balance of regulars and new people. Like Taylor's a regular, you're a regular.
Taylor Strecker is
a queen.
Angel from heaven.
I love you guys so much. So tomorrow's episode is not video. It's just podcast with Jackie, and it'll be up in the morning. So thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you, yes, you need to know before every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us, Morning Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Bye.
Bye, everyone.